going to be continuing our series on worship this morning, and we're going to be looking at worship in our service, living a life of service. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for your presence. Lord, we thank you for who you are, and Lord, for the fact that you are worthy of our praise and our worship. And as you speak to us this morning, Lord, we invite your spirit to fall on this place. Lord, get me out of the way, and Lord, allow these words to be yours. Show us what we need, and Lord, empower us for that service. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. You know, sometimes people give us gifts that we can use to make things or to bless people. I remember when our kids were young, and at this point now with grandchildren, we always like to give them gifts that they could use to make things. Sometimes they would ask for art supplies, pens, pencils, paper, paint. Sometimes it didn't always go well, but we would give them those gifts, and they would take those gifts and they would make masterpieces that we would put on a refrigerator out of what we gave them. We've all been there, right? Some of us don't even know what color our refrigerator is. But now that my kids are older, we begin to give them tools. Okay? Tools that they could use to build things. And to see some of the things that they've created, they're beautiful things. God does that same thing for us. We're gifted in many ways so that we can begin to make something beautiful. And we really want to talk about that today, because we're going to talk about the spiritual gifts that he gives. And we're going to look and see that all of us as Christians should use and exercise our gifts for the good of the body of Christ. And so with that, we're going to be looking this morning in 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11. We looked at that in our call to worship this morning. But I'm going to read it one more time for us. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. So this morning, as we begin to look at this, we really want to look and see and understand tangibly that our gifts as Christians are there to be used for the benefit of the entire body. And so this morning we're going to be looking at three main points taken from this passage. The first one is a Christian should exercise their spiritual gifts because they're a unique fit within the body. And as we just read, looking there in our passage, verses 8 through 11 has a pretty good list of these gifts. It's not the only listing of the spiritual gifts in the scripture. But we see in this list, we see wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, workings of miracles, prophecy, being able to distinguish between spirits, tongues, the interpretation of tongues, all given by the Spirit. And as we look, we want to first of all really look at what spiritual gifts really are. And if we go as is written, we see manifestations and gifts here. Kind of think of revelation, disclosure, and a way that we see in Scripture. These are gracious gifts that God gives us. They're important. And we got to remember that they are a gift. And keep that uttermost in our thoughts. And these gifts are given to us by the Holy Spirit. And they're always good. We got to remember that. And once we understand that, we want to look also that they're diverse and fulfill different needs. And kind of want to fill in a couple different references. If you have your Bibles, look at these as well. The first is in Romans 12:4-5. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Paul also shares in Ephesians 4:11-12. And he gave some, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body. You know, as I was preparing over the last weeks for this message, I looked at this listing of gifts in Corinthians, and we look at the various gifts in other places in Scripture, and it's like one mix here is different than this mix here. But the mix of those gifts, being diverse, it's different in our body. The listing that we saw in Corinthians was given to the church in Corinth, 1st century A.D. It's going to look different for us today. No less important. They're diverse. They're different. And I want us to just take a moment and look around. It might be scary for some of you. You know, just take a moment. Go with me here. Look around. Yeah, you got it. Face it. Some of you are different. All right? And I'm sure you're probably looking up here saying the same thing. Folks, we're different on purpose. We're gifted differently in ways. There are gifts that I'm given that perhaps you're not, or maybe you have the same gifts. Some of you have gifts that I would never dream of having, more or less using. But then again, in the instant it's needed, that gift may show up. We're different on purpose. If we all had the same gifts, it'd be pretty boring. And there would be a lot of things in our church body that wouldn't happen. There would be ministries that couldn't happen. If we were all teachers and no one had the gift of mercy, no one would really be helped physically and tangibly. So our gifts are different. And so we got to realize in this diversity that you are a unique fit in this body. I am a unique fit in this body. No one is any more or any less important. We're all needed. So those gifts are given because they're unique. A second aspect of this today is a Christian should exercise their spiritual gifts because they're a gift from God, distributed by the Holy Spirit, and specifically chosen for them or for you. And with this, I want to look again at verse 11. And these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills. You know, as we think about being gifted by the Holy Spirit, I want to take our example earlier of a gift and bring it out a little more. Is what is a gift? You know, some of you in here are kids. We like getting Christmas gifts, don't we? We like it. Yeah, we do. Birthday presents. Anyone like birthday presents? Never mind, you're not a kid anymore, but we'll take it. We like getting gifts, don't we? We're blessed with gifts. They're important. They impart on us value by the giver. And it's the same thing with spiritual gifts. We're empowered with specific gifts that are diverse. They're to be used. And they're a gift from God Himself, imparted by the Holy Spirit. And sure, we like gifts. They're diverse and they fulfill different needs in our church body. And, you know, as we think about this, they're given by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, there could be some of you today, you know, I hear about the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is part of the triune God who, if you look at how He's described as a breath, as wind, and picture that this morning as God's whisper to you into your heart. God, He tells us, and the Spirit helps us with those gifts. And I want to take a moment. John 14:16. And this is Jesus speaking. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever. So the Holy Spirit helps us. Not only does He give us these gifts, He helps us in them. We are not orphans. Those He chooses, He uses. You know, sometimes you've had a frustration, you're at work and you're given a task and you're not given the proper tools to do it. Ever been there? God gives you a task. He's the one that helps you. You're not alone. So the Holy Spirit is the helper. There's another aspect of the Holy Spirit we want to look at too. Luke 12:11-13. And this example is given kind of looking ahead to perhaps times of trial. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. So the Holy Spirit is also our teacher. In those times when we're gifted, empowered to help one another in the body, He tells us what to say. And in our life situations where those gifts are important and need to be used, He tells us what to say. You know, I can think of times when all of a sudden you say something wise and it's like, that wasn't me. Okay. Or you're given a word for someone that was exactly what they needed. That's a whisper of God. That's what we do as a body. And it's the Spirit who helps us and teaches us to listen to what He wants us to do. You know, I ask you to look around, and I know people in this body that are gifted by God with specific gifts. And for you and for me, some of us are, maybe we can almost recognize a gift in someone else, they may not yet recognize. But in our recognition of our gifts, we come alongside each other. They're recognizable. And an aspect of the Holy Spirit giving us gifts, I want us to think of something too, probably a good word picture. My granddaughter, little Keela, isn't here today, but she knows where the cookies come from. And she's not afraid to ask for a cookie. Now, it's a lot easier when they ask Grandpa, okay, perhaps than Mom or Dad. But recognize in our spiritual gifts, know the one who gives them. Recognize the one who gives them. He loves you. These gifts are important for us. Okay? They're important to you, but they're vastly important to Him. It's He who gives the gifts, specifically chosen, handpicked. Before the creation of the world, He knew what was needed in this church body. He planned to give you a gift. Some of you teach. Some of you help. Some of you are the encouragers that I desperately need. Okay? Some of you are the accountability partners that I so desperately need. Sometimes encouragement comes from the negative side. But it's a gift that God has given you for me. Each of us are given these gifts. Handpicked. Search your heart. Ask the one who gives you the gifts. He'll tell you. He'll give you the gifts. He's been trying. Embrace them. Try to understand them. The mix is important. They're different. So don't be surprised when your gift is something that you may not even have seen in this church, or not for a while, because you know what? That was your hole. It was something God planned for you in the building up of this church body or the church universal. And the third aspect I've been alluding to a little bit, the last one, is that Christians should exercise their spiritual gifts because it's a benefit to the whole body. And with that, I want to look at verse 7 again. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Now, you might be sitting here today, it's like, what can I do? You may have been sitting here for years wondering, what can I do? And the truth of this verse, it says to each. It doesn't say to some. To each of us is given that gift. Every Christian, you and I are gifted. Look for it. Pray about it. Ask the giver of gifts. Kind of thinking about this also, our gifts are empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we have to realize that it's His power. If you've never really employed your spiritual gifts, sometimes our thinking is pretty finite. That spiritual gift is given and backed up by the very power of God. We think we have to do it. We're a vessel that He fills with knowledge, with power, and the desire to share that gift and to exercise that gift. We're vessels. Now, some of us in our gifts, we have natural talents. We have natural bents. Some of us are teachers. Okay. Lord bless you. I know what you have to go up with. And you have that natural ability. That may or may not also be your spiritual gift. But the difference is when you exercise your spiritual gift, you know it's Him who's exercising it, not you. And you know what? It's during those times when you feel God's pleasure. When you are functioning as He's designed and planned and given you that specific gift, you feel His pleasure. And that can be part of our worship. As we live life as designed, it's a gift back to Him as we care to obey Him, as we care to share our gift with each other and enhance the lives of each other, to help each other. That's living a life of worship together. And these gifts are given specifically for the common good. Sometimes the gifts that you've been given, and a lot of times, you know, I've seen people who have not quite understood this, where the gift isn't given to make you bigger. The gift is given to make Jesus bigger. It's given for the common good. It's not given so much for your benefit. A lot of times, my gifts are given for your benefit. Your gifts are given for my benefit. And that's how we live this worship together. Now, when we obey God singularly, we can feel His pleasure. But what happens when we, as a body, each embrace the spiritual gift that we're given for the common good, and we all actually lived that way? We would have to put revolving doors in, because the people would just keep coming. If they saw us living in the power and the mutual love and service that He wants us to live, we couldn't help but be in salt and light to the world around us. And you know, think about the application of this. I think about how much I've been blessed personally by the gifts that you've been given. And I know at times my gifts have blessed you. But as we start to come up with the takeaway today, I want us to really think about one thing. Is who will be next to be blessed by you utilizing your spiritual gifts? Not if, but when. We're called to do it. We're empowered to do it. Our gifts weren't given to squander. You give them kids that paper to write on. Now, sometimes, winter too, you'll write on and throw it away, write on and throw it away. But you know, most of the time, they want to see it on the refrigerator. Our gifts, God loves to see on His refrigerator. And it's a big one. He delights in our service to each other. He delights in us living how He's designed us to live and empowered us to live. The gifts are important. And, you know, as we bring it to a conclusion this morning, you know, it really brings us to a choice. You know, we've each been handed a gift by God through the Holy Spirit who is speaking to our hearts. And, you know, if you're handed a gift, it's not truly yours until you open it, experience it, and embrace it. We don't run around saying, oh, what a lovely package, and sit it on a shelf. Or do we? The choice is ours. The choice is mine. The choice is yours. Do we accept that gift of the Holy Spirit and do we open it? Do we embrace it? Do we obey it? Do we live it? God gives us that choice. He loves us enough to allow us to choose to obey, to choose to live a life of worship through how He's designed us, and to really make a difference in a body of believers. People, we're family. Jesus, in His high priestly prayer the night before He was crucified, prayed, Lord, make them one. One body, many parts. Those of you out here who are ears, you're important. Because sometimes you got to listen. Those of you who are the mouth, you're called to speak. And it may just be exactly what is needed in the moment. Those of you who are prompted to show mercy to someone who may or may not deserve it, in your estimation, that doesn't necessarily represent God's estimation. Use that gift of mercy. If you're called to teach, you're called to preach. You're called to share wisdom. You're even called to administrate. The gifts are here on purpose to make us one, and more importantly, to keep us one. So as we finish, consider well your choice to open that gift. You know, and God gives us these gifts because He loves us. He gives us these gifts because He loves you, but He also loves everyone else. So use them. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your word and for what it speaks to us today. And Lord, as we bring this time to a close, we recognize the value of the gifts You give us. Lord, help us to be willing to ask and seek and knock. Lord, and ask what You have for us for the benefit of each other. Help us to be obedient. Help us, Lord, above all, to live a life of worship by employing these gifts of service. Not just to each other, but especially in service of You and to You. Lord Jesus, help us to be faithful in this. And help us to honor You. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.